This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I promise you, Guti, we are going to have an interview with Ismail Joseph. He's the manager of Constitution and Advocate at the F.W. de Klerk Foundation and sits on the steering committee of the National Dialogue, soon to be endorsed by President Cyril Ramaphosa. He has run for Parliament with Action XA and serves on the Mpumalanga Province Exclusive Committee, chairing the Youth Forum. Ismail leads campaigns promoting constitution components and civics education with a focus on legislative reform. He has made notable contribution through his strategic insights, including submissions to Parliament. Ismail holds an LLB from the University of Pretoria and has purchased an LLM and in international law. His leadership and advocates have been featured in major media outlets like News 24, Daily Maverick, and ENCA. On the line, we have Ismail Joseph. Welcome to MUT Radio. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. Let me say it's a great pleasure to be speaking to the young people of Mangosuthu University of Technology, especially on the eve of Human Rights Day.
Okay, now we are looking what is going to happen tomorrow. You know, we want to know more about tomorrow's holiday, which is Human Rights Day. So, please tell us, how can we ensure that our government and institution are held accountable for upcoming to constitution and protecting human rights?
I think that's a great question, Bongs. Let me start right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Human Rights Day is a day that reminds us not just where we come from as a country, but also reminds us of where we need to go as a people. So what are human rights? I think it's very important for the listeners to know. When we talk about human rights, a lot of people tend to think of them as something abstract, as big words in a constitution, mm-hmm. as legal talk that doesn't really affect their day-to-day lives. But Bongs, here's the thing. Human rights are about you. They're about me. They're about every person in this country having the dignity, having the opportunities, having the freedoms they deserve. And so Human Rights Day is a day that reminds us that human rights are the rights that every individual is entitled to have simply because they are human beings. Mm-hmm. And these human rights are not earned or given to people by governments, but they are inherent in each of us. These rights are designed to protect our dignity and ensure that we can live in a society where we can be free from harm, mm-hmm. from discrimination, from oppression. And human rights, Wongs, I have to say, mm-hmm. falls within the ambit of the Bill of Rights, which sits at the heart of our constitution. And that's what guarantees these rights. That means that you have the right to education. You have the right to health care. Mm-hmm. You have the right to safety and security.
Yeah.
And these rights don't enforce themselves. They require active participation. They require accountability. And they require us to stand up when those in power mm-hmm. fail to uphold them. And so Human Rights Day gives us this golden opportunity, especially as young people, to make our voices heard, to use every platform at our disposal to make sure that government is indeed upholding these rights. Mm-hmm. To answer your question on what we can do to hold government accountable, well, young people must first and foremost educate themselves on understanding their rights.
Yeah.
Young people must join local human rights organizations or any movement that works towards addressing these issues. And young people must be involved in advocating for change, remembering that your voice matters, be it in the classroom, be it in a community, be it mm-hmm. even online. Engage with local governance and understand how policies are made and how human rights is affected.
Nice one. You just said, as a young person, you have to understand your rights, right? So, what role do you think the civic education plays in protecting a culture of human rights in South Africa?
Well, I think physical education is absolutely important. In fact, it's perhaps one of the most important components of a democracy. Mm-hmm. And this, Bongs, shows itself when we just look at the budgets that have now been tabled nationally and provincially in Gauteng, for instance, where I'm from. The biggest portion of the budget is spent towards education. Yet we still find that even in education, there are real threats. And if we risk putting education under threat, then naturally we risk breaking the entire society, the entire economy, our entire democracy. Mm-hmm. Look at youth unemployment, for instance. Youth unemployment sits at a staggering 45%. And that means that nearly half of young people looking for work can't find a job. And that's not just a statistic. That mm-hmm. is a crisis. So when we talk about civic education and constitutional education, I think the FW, the Klerk Foundation, where I serve as the manager of constitutional advancement, plays a vital role. We've recognized, Bongs, that there is a critical gap. When you look at the syllabus of any school, of any high school, and you even go into universities and see what they're teaching in the fields of law or politics, we yeah. find that the Constitution specifically and human rights aren't being taught to students. That students don't understand what human rights are, firstly, and secondly, how to preserve, protect, and advance these human rights. And so there's a gap in the market there. And this is where the FW de Klerk Foundation, through our constitutional advancement program, has decided that we are going to be the ones to fill this gap, to go down into classrooms, to go to universities, and to speak to young people. Because if we don't do that, if we don't defend our rights, then we risk losing our rights.
Nice one. Okay, how can we balance individual rights with the end of national security and public safety?
I think this is a great question in light of what's been happening currently in South Africa. I think if you look at the geopolitical landscape that South Africa finds itself in, where national security really becomes the topic of the day, we've seen the ambassador to the United States, Ibrahim Rasool, being recalled from his position because of claimed threats to national security. And then there are other things that threaten national security. For instance, we have misinformation and disinformation that sow seeds of discord here at home. We must still look at that in light of human rights. We have a constitution that provides us with a bedrock for safeguarding everybody's human rights. Individual liberties and individual freedoms are at the very heart of that. If we don't protect the rights of individuals, the right to freedom of assembly, the right to freedom of association, the right to freedom of expression, the right to freedom of privacy, then naturally what will happen is that we'll have a situation either where the state gets too much control, it centralizes power and it performs in an autocratic manner, which in itself is a threat to national security because the state is given carte blanche to do anything that it wants. And when you say balance the threat to national security, we must also remember that the most important function of any government is making sure that its people live in freedom and harmony, in safety and security. Mm. And the blueprint for that is to follow what is laid out in the Constitution.
Okay, nice one. Wow. Okay, can you share any successful advocacy or strategies or campaigns that you have been a part of to promote human rights?
Yes, absolutely. Remember when you asked me about civic education, I said that the most important thing that young people can do is educate themselves.
Yeah.
Well, the FW de Klerk Foundation has mm-hmm. been helping young people especially educate themselves. And I want to highlight one really important, significant, specific piece of advocacy that we've done in this regard. On Monday in Cape Town, the FW de Klerk Foundation launched the 2024 Human Rights Report Card, because what we did was we analyzed the state of human rights in South Africa from the 1st, 2024 up until the 31st of December 2024. Mm-hmm. And we brought the main issues to fore. And let me tell you, the results from that report card were deeply concerning. Here's what we found. We found that South Africa has indeed made progress since 1994. More people have houses. More people have access to education. More people are on social grants. But we cannot ignore the fact that millions of South Africans remain trapped in poverty, with inequality in our country ranked as amongst the highest in the world. And then we also picked up other issues, Wongs. We picked up, for instance, in launching this report card and putting it out to the media and putting it out to SABC mm-hmm. and ENCA and other news stations, that one of the biggest crises we are facing is food insecurity. Mm. A report card stated that food insecurity is now at its worst level in 10 years. We also found that unless we have a growing economy, those individual rights that you spoke of earlier will not be realized. South Africa's real GDP growth last year was just 1%. And the population was also growing at 1%. And that meant that we are not growing fast enough to create jobs, to lift people out of poverty, or to reduce the deep income inequality that is holding so many people back. That's one aspect, the report card that we launched. But something else that I can give you as an example of good advocacy is that we've been down to multiple schools in Gauteng region. We also interact with multiple youth, not just in South Africa, but also outside of South Africa as well, linking up with other partners globally to make sure that young people everywhere have a good understanding of South Africa's constitution, have a good understanding of what these rights are, and have a good understanding of what we're doing at the F.W. de Klerk Foundation to try and not just advocate, but effect change as well. And let me say also on that note, we will be having a conference in July in Johannesburg where we'll be bringing experts in the field, leaders in society, some former members of government themselves to come and speak to our people, especially young people, to inform them of where we are, where we went wrong, and what we can change in the future.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now we are going straight to our last question. We're in the end of our conversation with Ishmael Josup. Ishmael, can you tell us what message do you think is most important for South Africans to hear on Human Rights Day?
So here's my message to every young person listening today.
Yeah.
Young people of South Africa, get involved. If we want to build a better country, we cannot just leave it to politicians or government officials.
Yeah.
It's up to us. It is up to us as students, as workers, as future leaders to demand better. You must know your rights. You must speak up and you must hold leaders accountable. And most importantly, never forget that human rights are not just about policies or legal frameworks. Human rights are about people. Human rights are about ensuring that every South African, no matter where they come from, has the opportunity to live a life of dignity, of security, of freedom. So young people, I look forward to seeing you lead us into the future.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mr. Ishmael Josup. Thank you so much for your time and for giving us what we needed to hear. Thank you so much, Tseh. Thank you.
It's a real pleasure to speak to the young people of Mangosuthu University of Technology today. Thank you, Bongs.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.